Monday, June 4th, 8:37, 69 degrees out on K1's Now Time for Community Connection. And we have Cassie Mim and Ryan Martin from OKM Music. Festival is on the way. It's almost here. Y'all ready?
Yes, we are. June 9th is our first concert. That's coming up this Saturday. And that's our big country fest down at Silver Lake Farm and Garden. We're going to have Brent Giddens kick off everything, and he's a local performer, very high energy, talented red dirt singer-songwriter, very down to earth, and he's coming from around parts of Claremore, Okmulgee area. Then we're going to have Lucas Ho come out and perform, and he's a singer-songwriter whose recent album, Dirty South, hit number one on Billboard Country Album. He's also written songs for TV shows, and he is a passionate supporter of the troops. For the last 7 years, he's been touring with in the Middle East with the Wrangler tour. He's also played at the Grand Ole Opry, and he's coming to us from Nashville. And then our headliner is Parker McCollum. He is a very passionate singer-songwriter from Austin. He plays the guitar and harmonic and is considered an upcoming top 10 country star by Rolling Stones magazine this year. And his music style is a very folk country, Texas country type style. And he's quickly gone from selling out venues holding 500, 700 to venues seating more than 2,500. He's very talented, and we're very excited to have him.
And so you mentioned Texas country. Is there a difference between Texas country and everywhere else country?
I would say Texas country probably has a little bit more fiddle to it.
Okay,
from what I've heard. I was actually listening to Parker when I was getting ready this morning, and it's just... He's an incredible performer, and there's some fiddle in there, good old guitar, harmonica. He's just a good old down-to-earth.
And so the country portion of this is new this year, correct?
It is. We had very high requests to bring in some country and some other things. Obviously, we're keeping true to our grandfather, OK Mozart, and we're having our chamber series, but... We have heard the people, and we are trying to branch out, and we are trying new things this year with our country fest, our jazz crossover on Sunday night, and then we're doing the crowd favorite concert. TSO is performing at Willow Rock and doing the fireworks and everything still.
And I'm glad you mentioned that. So it's a thing that people have kind of wanted for a while. What was the process of deciding, like, you know what, like, yeah, like, let's bring some country artists in, like, let's do something like that?
Well, of course, we're in Oklahoma, so... Country is just a staple here. But just over the last several years, we've really just been taking a look at our demographics and realizing that Bartlesville is changing. I mean, even the few years I've been gone at college, I come home and there's something new every day, which is fantastic. The town is growing. It's changing. We're getting new people here, new families. And so we're trying to really entice the new people to come out and support us. And then, of course, the people who have been here for years, that have, you know, all 34 years, we're still trying to keep them coming by having some of the same old things that we have. But some of the newer, younger people here don't always like classical music, which is, you know, understandable. Everybody has a different music that they like. But we're really trying to branch out and reach out to those people by offering different types of music.
And with the different types of music, they're going to be in different places. And you mentioned where this is again. This is Silver Lake.
This is Silver Lake Farm and Garden. Mm-hmm. It is such a neat piece of property. Pam has been wonderful. She owns the property, and she opened it actually last year to the public. And I've lived here for 20-plus years, and I didn't even know this was out here, which is so hard to imagine because it's such an amazing piece of property. It's beautiful. It's extremely historical to Bartlesville. It's where Mr. Bartles actually had his first trading post with the Indians, which is so neat. Such a neat piece of history to have out here. And we're really excited to help bring out people and show them more history of Bartlesville.
Very cool. A lot of things excited. I know a lot of people are excited for the country portion, but there's more than just that. If you're not a country music fan, there's other musical genres for you, correct?
There is. So on the next day, June 10th, on Sunday, we are having a concert called Under the Stars down at the Bandshell at Sooner Park. We're going to open up with a local singer-songwriter from Stillwater, and he's extremely talented. He did one of our pop-up concerts last week. His name is Isaac McClung, and he is super talented, just a phenomenal singer. And then our big show event is Sons of Serendip, and they were in the top, they finished top four on America's Got Talent in 2014. They are amazing, and they will appeal to many with their musical talents. They do everything from Prince to Adele to even Coldplay. They they do it all. They're classically trained, but they do all these different kinds of crossovers that really just, they have a wide variety of music that broadens their following. So it's, they're really amazing. They're really cool. We're excited to have them.
So 9th through the 15th, is that the date's correct?
Yes.
Off the top of my head. 9th through the 15th, lots of music in between, lots of people coming and going through all these things. They're all kind of different places. Do you have any tips for people who maybe this is their first year attending OKM and they're like, man, I want to hit everything, but like, what's the best like kept secret for people who this is their first year might be getting into it?
Sure. Well, we do have season tickets, so it's really easy to hit up everything. And you can buy all of our tickets on okmmusic.org, or you can come into our office at any time. We're located downtown at 415 Southeast Dewey in the Aurora building. But for Saturday, June 9th, Sunday, June 10th, and Friday, June 15th, definitely bring lawn chairs, bug spray, sunscreen. You can bring picnics, anything you want. On the 9th and 10th, we're having a beer and wine garden, so that'd be a lot of fun. And then you can, during the week, we have our chamber series and all of our free showcase events, which Ryan can tell you a little bit more about.
So the really cool thing about this festival is we're able to bring artists from all over the country, all around the world, here to Bartlesville, Oklahoma, of all places. And our showcase series, we get to really just let the people here in Bartlesville, some local talent, just shine through. And so through the entire week, we have groups like the Ad Lib Singers, we have local church musicians, and even musicians down from Tulsa who are going to be giving free concerts for the community. And our very first concert for the showcase series is going to be on Monday. And we have the Ad Lib Singers, which they have a real neat history going back to them. They go all the way back whenever Phillips was still called Phillips Petroleum. So they've been around Bartlesville for a long time, and they're going to be giving a concert just playing tribute to America, playing tribute to the state of Oklahoma, and also throwing in some folk melodies from the country. And that's going to be on Monday at 10 over at First Presbyterian. And then later that day, we have two members down from the Tulsa Symphony, and they're going to be giving a really cool kind of a duet concert with the violin, just showing families what all the violin can do, the richness, the depths of the instrument, and how musicians really listen to each other whenever they're doing a duet. And that's going to be later that day at 2 p.m., again, at First Presbyterian. And then the next day, we have Doug Simpson here in Bartlesville, and he's going to be doing a really neat guitar concert. And I got to go with Grace Farmer, who is our showcase director, and he did a really cool concert with Central Middle School this last week, and the kids were really, really enjoying it. He had like four or five different guitars, and he was just going through like all the different sounds and the different timbres of each guitar, and they're really enjoying it. And he's going to be doing something similar on June 12th at 10, and that's going to be at First Christian Church. And then we're going to be closing out our showcase with three other really great musicians. We have Wade Daniel, who's the music director of our First Baptist, and he's done, this is his sixth concert with OKM.
Wow.
Yeah, he's been touring all around the country. He has 10 CDs under his belt, so Wade's going to be doing a really neat concert at First Baptist. And then on June 13th, we have Zoltan Varga, who's all the way from Hungary.
Wow.
Yeah, really. And he is the music director over at St. John before the Latin Gate. And he's going to be doing kind of like a time travel concert on pipe organ, which he's going to be going all the way back from like the Renaissance period all the way to now doing an improv of Back to the Future. So he's going to be throwing in some really fun, neat hits within the pipe organ. So that's going to be a really interesting concert. And that one is actually going to be moved to First Presbyterian Church. And that is on June 13th at 10 a.m. And we are going to be closing out the showcase with the youth chorus here in Bartlesville, and this is kind of like their closeout concert for all the hard work that they've done this year. And it's going to be at First Church over at Pride's behind the mall, and they're going to be doing a really neat concert encompassing different folk melodies from America but all around the world. So it's going to be kind of like a global concert showing off different styles from different countries and the type of music that they play and sing. And that's going to be June 13th at 2 p.m. So a lot of great events for free. All of our showcase concerts are free, and just show off some local talent, which I'm really, really excited about.
So, of course, there's the OKM has the headliners, right? These big people we've been talking about. But I think it's really cool, the showcase series. There's things in between. There's all sorts of musical events this entire festival. So it's not just, you know, oh, here's a couple of people on these big days, and that's it. It's like all day, all the time, all week long. Really cool. We got to take a quick break here. And we'll come back more with OKM in just a moment. Community Connection this morning brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Community Connection on this Monday, June 4th. We're here with OKM, production manager Cassie and social media manager Ryan, director, social media director Ryan here. We're talking about OKM and they're having a huge festival coming up if you haven't heard about it yet, the 9th through the 15th. And they've got all things from modern music to classical music to country music, all things in between. But chamber music, kind of what this thing I think kicked off with maybe, is that correct? What started it all? That's the big focus.
Yes, so Monday through Friday, we're going to have our chamber series, and we're going to be featuring artists, the Moreau Quartet, Katie Mahan, and Winsink. Moreau will be with us Monday through Friday. They'll be performing at 7 p.m. on Monday night, 2 p.m. on the 12th and the 13th, and on the 14th and 15th, or on the 14th, excuse me, they're going to be performing at 7 in Tulsa at the Planetarium, which is something we're doing different this year. Again, we're branching out to Tulsa as well. We're trying to just get more people to get involved and get more people to come and showcase more of Oklahoma. And then they're going to be in Tulsa again on the 15th at 2:10 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center. Then our two other guests for our chamber series are going to be Katie Mahan. She is praised by music critics as one of the top young classical artists. She's not only beautiful, but amazingly talented. Her interpretations of musical pieces are poetic and graceful. She just recently recorded an album tributing to Gershwin, and last summer she recorded an album playing tribute to Mozart. She was a world-renowned pianist who will light up our stage. I've been listening to her as I've been working, and she is just phenomenal. She's an excellent pianist, and she's really fun. She brings a lot of energy to it, and she has quite a following, so we're excited to have her here. Then our next group that we have coming in is Winsink, which I'm really excited about because it is a wind quintet, which I think is quite unusual and something that we've never had in Bartlesville here before. So they're coming to us from Houston. They are very youthful quintet that's going to just probably mesmerize the audience. They're fun, they're exciting, and they play everything by memory. So they're just standing there, them and their instruments, which I'm not a music person. I'm not musically inclined, but that has to be extremely difficult. It's super impressive to see somebody memorizing multiple 9 to 10 minute pieces just completely from memory. It's really incredible. And then, of course, we're having Moreau come back, and we love them. They've been here for the last 3 years, and they are a quartet that will be performing pieces from Beethoven, Mozart, and many others, and their talent goes without saying. I know the community is pretty familiar with them, and they're a crowd favorite, and we're very excited to have them back.
And so, of course, chamber music, a little more sophisticated, a little bit more adult, but this is an event for kids, too, correct?
It is. all of our concerts are for everybody. That's kind of the whole mission behind OKM, is to bring music to the people of all ages. We have lots of children's programming that we do to try to get the kids started at a young age, but our concerts as well, they're all family friendly, and they're enjoyable for all ages. We really try to bring different chamber series that are still classical but still kind of fun, to have a twist on them that maybe other ages will enjoy. But going back to our children's programming, our passion is bringing music education through hands-on experience with the youth. So starting this Friday, June 8th, we are going to be doing all sorts of really fun activities for the kids. Doug Simpson is going to be doing a guitar rhythm techniques and a tribute to Gershwin on Friday. On Saturday, we're having Lisa Frey come, and she's playing the piano and reading stories, and she just kind of like shows kids the different emotions that music can give us through movies. So she'll play like the Jaws theme song, like, does it scare you or is it happy? So it's really fun. Then on Monday, we have ventriloquists coming at different times for different ages. And then on Tuesday, we have Tamika Straw coming back, and she's a lot of fun. She sits and reads stories with the kids. She's very theatrical, and they do a fun arts and crafts. And then that evening, we have our Princess Tea, which unfortunately is sold out, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And I heard that Belle and Cinderella might make an appearance for all those girls who've already bought tickets. And then on Wednesday, we have a alum coming back who was first chair violinist at the Bartlesville High School, and she's extremely talented. Her name is Courtney Brindle, and she will be sitting with the kids, and each kid that attends will get a violin. They'll get to put it in their hands. They'll actually get to play with it, learn the different parts, and, you know, have their go at it, which is very unique and extremely exciting. Then on Thursday, we're doing a puppet and magic show with Jim Green, and another music and story time with piano, but this time with Virginia Campbell, and she's been one of our longtime patrons, and she's a phenomenal pianist. She used to play in Germany, Paris, all over the world. So she was a world-renowned concert pianist. We're excited to have her back and showing the kiddos some amazing pieces. She's extremely talented. And then on Friday, to close out our children's programming, we're having our very own Adam Miller, who is here with the K-Life program. He's really known around town. He's going to be doing dancing with the kids and other fun games, and he's just so energetic, so lively, extremely fun guy, and so it's going to be a lot of fun.
So a lot of fun planned as we're looking at our time here. A lot of fun planned out there, and I think it's one of these things that people in Bartlesville just come to kind of maybe take for granted a little bit, and it's something that's very unique to Bartlesville, and not a lot of cities this size have something like that.
It is
something that's very special to Bartlesville. One thing from each of you, what are you looking forward to most?
I'm really looking forward to WinSync. They're a lot of fun. Again, when you watch them on YouTube, like, I'm a music major, so I get really into classical music. But again, like what Cassie was saying, some of the pieces that they're playing are very, very difficult, even reading sheet music, and that they are able to condense a huge orchestral work to only five people completely from memory. I'm really excited about it, definitely.
I'm really excited for the Country Fest. Parker McCollum's come to Stillwater several times, and I've seen him there. He's phenomenal, and I'm excited to see Lucas Hogue, you know, just somebody who's given so much to the people who serve our country. We're excited to actually partner with the Coffee Bunker and give a portion of our proceeds to them, and they're a great group who help integrate veterans back into society, so I think it's going to be a really neat concert.
For ticket information, for more information, where can they go?
They can go to okmmusic.org or to our office down at 415 Southeast Dewey.
All right. Cassie, Ryan, we appreciate it this morning.
Thank you.
My grandson Riley was so excited to go to the Rainforest Cafe and see